On this edition of Our Town, we're joined now by Meg Spencer, who, gosh, you got a couple jobs, I guess, because you're over at the library, and but we're not here to talk about the library today.
No, this is my volunteer job.
Well, let's talk about your volunteer job. Now, there is a wonderful thing. I don't know if you heard our news story a couple weeks ago. We were talking about RiverCal, about this calendar that was put together by the group Vision Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings the ability for someone who's in town or someone who works here to go and see where everything's happening all at one time.
Yes, that's exactly what we were trying to do.
And it's awesome because then you don't have to go to this website or that website, and you can kind of figure out when it all comes together. I know exactly how to set up my week now because this is where
that's
everything's
exactly
going on.
It. Yeah, that's the hope.
So how did you become part?
So not long after I moved to town, a little over 4 years ago now, I got involved in what has become the Syaslaw Vision Project. And it has been an amazing journey. All kinds of work around healthy people, educated people, active people, creative people. And one of the things that came up again and again in forums and surveys was that people were really looking for a place, just like you said, a one-stop kind of place where they could see if they were planning an event, when might be a good time to have it. If they wanted something to do, where could they go to find that? So a single calendar that really brings all of that together.
Right. So if I'm an outdoors person, I can go see if maybe there's a kayaking group getting together. If I'm an artistic person or a music person, I can see, hey, is there any place where people are gathering to do this? Or is there an event coming up that's important to what I like to do? And that's why you say it kind of encompasses, what, six different groups, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Syaslaw Vision group is really working around six big categories where we are hoping, and by we, I mean the whole region, right, is hoping to come to this new place. And again, part of the hope is that this calendar will really help all of those important areas grow even further. And what's great about it, too, is that any organization, any individual can sign up for an account and post their own events. And it's pretty straightforward to do that. There are guidelines and how-tos right there on the website. And RiverCal, so Cal being short for calendar.org, it's right, super easy to use.
You know, when I first saw that, I was like, why are they promoting California on this? I'm like, oh no, it's calendar. Okay, yes. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. And you know, there are other really great things there. It's something you, I know, appreciate is that it's got a single stop for press releases. Mm-hmm. So a person can upload a press release and a photograph there, and it will go to the Syaslaw News, Deadwood Ditto, Swiss Home Heartbeat, and to KCST. So again, you know, the idea is to bring all of those needs, those communication needs, into one place.
Is there a way for like someone to do it then after the date it automatically drops off there? Is that how that works?
Yeah, exactly. So events are able to be controlled in it's a pretty robust system. So there's all kinds of controls. You can also set up a recurring event. So if every third Wednesday your group that is organized around knitting is meeting, you can find it there. The other great thing about the way that the calendar is set up is that it's actually automatically importing from places like the library, the Chamber of Commerce.
So when the Chamber posts on their site, it automatically uploads to your site too.
Once a week, it automatically repopulates. And it's great too, you know, it has Google Maps built right in. So show up right on the page. It's got the ability to display images. It's a great system.
What do people need to know if they want to like get involved with your group?
Well, we certainly hope they will do that. These very broad categories have so many pieces that fall under them. What I would recommend again is going to rivercal.org. The list of projects that are currently happening, the contact information, all of that is in that place.
Does it also outline the six major groups that you're dealing with? So if someone goes, okay, what group can I most associate myself
sure.
with?
Sure. If you're interested in working people and helping people get jobs, if you're interested in health and human services, if you're interested in education or creativity or active people, all of those have have a place.
Or you may have a little bit in each one of them.
Yes, like exactly. I mean, I think, you know, what we have found more and more is that so many of these projects are all connected. And, you know, as long as we're on that subject of the additional grant funding and people getting involved, we do currently have three contracted positions that are grant funded that we have a request for proposals out for. So if people are interested in working on the vision, then
now what kind of positions are these?
So one is a coordinator. So that will be kind of the overall the person who's bringing the volunteers together, helping them get done what they're trying to get done. The real brains behind the operation. We have an administrative assistant who will be, you know, helping to track the many hours that are involved in this project. And then finally, IT support, somebody who will be helping us with RiverCal and some of those others resources that we're working on.
And can they also get to that information by rivercal.org?
Yes, it's linked from the first page, the home page.
Okay. So if someone is interested in any of those positions there, they have some skills in those areas, that certainly would be a good thing. Now, they're not necessarily full-time, right?
Well, so they are contract positions, so there's a not-to-exceed amount.
Right.
But the grant funding, you know, what we really worked to do was to find living wage jobs. That's one of the goals of the vision. So, for example, the coordinator, I think the not-to-exceed is around $72,000. So it's a decent annual amount.
So I guess what I was getting at was that if somebody needed full-time work, that would be a good position for them.
Yeah.
It's not, in other words, it's not like, well, we're going to do 10 hours a week or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, that is another really exciting opportunity that this is, you know, coming to the region.
Right. Well, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Okay, rivercal.org is where you can go and find out all this information. And if you have calendar events you want to look up, or if you want to put up a calendar event, you can become a member on there. And do it from there.
And no charge. It's all free.
Yay.
Yay.
Meg Spencer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, George.
And another one's in the books. That's Our Town for January 2018. For Coast Radio, I'm George Henry.